This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Julie Everett. Julie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Julie, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I am the digital asset manager for the fourth largest auto insurance company in the U.S. Just a little bit of background. In 2002, Progressive installed our digital asset management system in order to create a repository of assets to share. Very unfortunately, user adoption at that point failed because we did not have a DAM and no one, our digital asset manager, no one really overseeing and having responsibility for the adoption and use. So in 2010, they hired me for the newly created role of digital asset manager, and I came into this role with 23 years of experience at Progressive Insurance, and most of my experience being in project management and marketing. And I'm a photographer as well. So this job at this point in my career was like a perfect storm, I would say. And I've spent the last year negotiating contracts with vendors and creating metadata schemas and doing company-wide inventory of assets, doing interviewing of end users and creating guidelines, interviewing stock houses, reviewing contracts, the list goes on and on. And in May of this year, in 2011, we just installed our new software. And we have been very busy testing the system and are beginning to ingest assets.
And how does a auto insurance company use digital asset management?
Well, we use our DAM to build a repository of assets like Flow. Flow is pretty well known in commercials and print ads. We use our assets on the web, in print, in training materials, customer communication, intranet, social media, the list goes on and on. We also use it as a source to keep an inventory of our marketing materials, like our commercials, our print ads, and radio spots. So, you know, we use it for a multitude of things.
Great. And you recently upgraded your DAM at your organization. Why was it important to upgrade, and what was the most complex part of what you had to do in that upgrade process?
It was important for us to upgrade our old system. It was almost 10 years old at this point. Unfortunately, because there was nobody in charge of DAM, it never went through an upgrade. It was very outdated, and the assets, unfortunately, were very outdated as well. Over the past several years, because user adoption failed, everyone had gone off and kind of created their own mini DAMs on a variety of servers over the years, and we ended up having about 94,000 assets across the company on many different servers that we had to rein in. You know, I think the most difficult part has been, you know, I've been involved in the selection of the vendor, leading the IT portion of the project, designing security, folders and permissions, you know, around security, metadata schemas, keywording guidelines, the enterprise usage guidelines, copyright management and discovery, centralizing the procurement of assets going forward. I had to wear many hats. So at times it could be very challenging. I think the most complex part, however, has been getting the inventory organized. In doing the copyright discovery, mm-hmm. and then, of course, metadata attachments. We had nothing tagged, and so we have a lot of assets that have little or no metadata and that we are in the process now of attaching metadata to as we're ingesting and getting things organized in the new DAM.
Great. And what advice would you like to give to DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, I think having a passion for this is really important. I think those who are maybe just starting off in their career, they should consider degrees in library science or information science and technology. I would also advise folks to join LinkedIn and other organizations and groups that share information on DAM. Mm-hmm. Introduce yourself to other digital asset managers. Attend conferences like Henry Stewart and Creative Sphere and other places where you can network with folks in the industry. I've spent a considerable amount of time talking to other DAM professionals across the United States. We help each other with a variety of issues. We meet regularly to discuss challenges and offer advice and solutions to one another. I think in this type of role, there's a huge amount of satisfaction that you can get when you make someone much more productive by delivering assets quickly so they can move on and finish the task that they need to complete. So a smooth running DAM will impact our productivity immeasurably, and it'll save a company a lot of money in the long run. So I think it's a great profession. I love what I do, and I would highly recommend it for those that think they may have an interest in it.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Julie.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.